What's up, world? I think it's time we do the Niner Talk thing. I'm your host, Taylor Price, senior reporter of the San Francisco 49ers, and I'm back on your internet to answer questions with moderately humorous answers. We've got a lot to talk about this week, so buckle up, get your notepad ready, and take copious notes for the knowledge that's about to be dropped. Quentin Wu leads off this week's show. Don't mess it up. He asks, how is Jimmy Ward doing? When is he going to start practicing? Well, Q, I think he'd be doing a lot better if you spelled his name correctly. I'm kidding. No, but seriously, it's spelled J-I-M-M-I-E, and the Jimmy is working his way back from a foot injury, and he's expected to be ready for training camp. Jimmy has been taking mental reps during the off-season workouts, and Jimmy seems to be in good spirits despite missing practice. Our Golden Corral value question of the week goes to Shownuff, who writes in with these three questions. Do you think the 49ers will win the NFC West? Will the 49ers beat the Seahawks twice? And will the 49ers make it to the Bowl? Will they win the division? Irrefutably. Will the Niners beat Seattle twice? Indubitably. Will the Niners make it to Super Bowl 49? Shownuff. Ed has our next question. Will we see video of Lattimore running drills? Yes, Eddie, only because of your sweet name. Mr. Producer, the guy behind the camera who's going to edit the show later, please roll that sweet, super slow motion footage. Thanks, Trey. Appreciate that. Batting cleanup this week, Ryan asks, I was worried when Coach said Lattimore was working through something. What is exactly going on there? Ryan, no need to worry. Working through something is very common here at team headquarters. It doesn't mean something drastic is happening most of the time. Lattimore is doing just fine, and he looked pretty solid at rookie camp and out here at OTAs. As for me, I'm always working through something here with the Niners. No coffee in the break room, paper jams in the printer, and working with Will Blackwell? Man, that's tough. Tough. Here's the next question I deemed worthy of airtime on this website video. How do you see the 49ers' crowded backfield sorting itself out? Frank Gore is the undisputed heavyweight champion of the Niners' backfield. The record books and Gore's ring experience certainly prove it. Until someone shows they're worthy of dethroning the champ, he's not going anywhere. As Ric Flair said, to be the man, you have to beat the man. So the running back competition will be entertaining this summer, but it's important to note that the best players will earn their roles based on how they perform. Miguel writes in with this. I'm curious about the D-line regarding the nose tackle position. Will it be Ian Williams, Glenn Dorsey, or how's Tank Carradine looking? Miggy, that's a great question. We don't spend enough time on the show talking about Jim Tomsula's crew. The good news is that the team has more depth on the defensive line than I can ever remember. Whoever doesn't win the starting nose tackle job, they should be able to rotate in at defensive tackle in our 3-4 defensive scheme. As for Tank, look for him to rush the passer in nickel defensive schemes. And don't sleep on Tony Gerard Eddy and DeMarcus Dobbs. Both young defenders saw increased playing time last season, and the power of Jim Tomsula, that's a real thing. Mike has the last question this week. Who do you think from the offseason pickups will have immediate positive impact to help us get the sixth Lombardi? I'm going to say Antoine Bethea will have the biggest impact since he'll have the biggest role of all the 2014 newcomers. Bethea and Eric Reed should be an excellent pairing, like peanut butter and jelly or Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. Never mind about the former. I also want to mention San Francisco's own Stevie Johnson, the Joker. Why so serious? Because Johnson can still play the game at a high level, and he wants to add to the Niners' playmaking legacy of wideouts. Thanks, everyone, for watching this week's show of Niner Talk. Now go get outside and enjoy the summer.